Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, October 26th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The media reports that the U.S. and Japan have signed a memorandum of understanding that completes an open skies agreement that they signed off on in principle last December. Recently, the U.S. Department of Transportation, the DOT, gave Trans-Pacific antitrust immunity for United Continental and for ANA for a joint venture as well as to American and Japan Airlines. This agreement eliminates restrictions that previously allowed only three U.S. carriers, United, Delta, and FedEx, to serve all Japanese markets with unlimited flights. During the period of tentative antitrust immunity approved by the DOT, AFA filed our concerns during the 21-day period allowed for interested parties to voice objections. One concern we have is because U.S. and Japanese regulations limit foreign investment in airline companies, the carriers plan to establish sections within their own airlines to work together like a single company, which would circumvent restrictions on investments. If this sounds as if it could have implications that impact flight attendant jobs, it's because it could. Similar other schemes, such as the joint venture by United to partner with Aer Lingus, this agreement could very well result in less flying to Japanese destinations by United planes staffed with United crews. Regrettably, the DOT seems to be trending towards granting antitrust immunity for these joint ventures, which will have implications on the work that we do and how we fly. Last week, flight attendants at Continental, represented by the IAM, concluded voting on a tentative agreement proposal for their contract. The vote, which lasted only 7 days, concluded this past Wednesday, October 20th. During the 7-day vote period, the flight attendants were able to cast their vote in person at their base or specified location via a paper ballot. These ballots were then tallied by tellers appointed by the president of each local lodge and then sent to their district office to verify the tally and certify the ratification vote. The IAM expects the official vote results will be announced Wednesday afternoon, October 27th, 2010. Over the weekend, Heart Research began polling United AFA members to compile data for a scientific poll commissioned by AFA. Our union has done polling in the past, and we continue to do so because we use all means of gathering feedback, including scientific polling, to best represent flight attendants. Heart has done polling for a significant number of Democratic candidates, major advocacy groups such as Emily's List, and labor organizations including the AFL-CIO. The method for collecting data is different from what we have grown accustomed to in the past. Heart does not announce the polling prior to the calls, as their experience is that the total results of the polling are more accurate through this method. This process was different for all of us. The questionnaire was compiled by the professionals at Heart. All of the data collected is anonymous for the participants and used only to compile a response from the group as a whole. We sincerely appreciate those members who participated in the polling, and we are also appreciative of those who notified AFA of the calls to report any concerns or alert us to any potential wrongdoing. Now that Heart has concluded the data collection, we can confirm the calls to members were for the purpose of providing feedback to your union. All member contact information remains safe with your union, as it will not be used for any purpose other than completing this polling process. During last week's NEC meeting, your local presidents resolved to conduct a new negotiation survey to again collect your priorities for our Railway Labor Act Section 6 negotiations for improvements. As we have learned throughout the Section 6 process, we continue to ask you for your feedback to establish and affirm the priorities of our negotiations. The input you provide us through surveys, by attending local council meetings, participating in polls, and talking with your elected leadership, provide our negotiating committee with the tools necessary to pursue the improvements you identify as priorities. Every member will once more have the opportunity to provide guidance to our negotiating committee through this next electronic survey. We will collect your feedback during the same time the negotiating committee will be available to discuss negotiations in person at the town hall meetings scheduled throughout the system over the next 3 months. We encourage all members to take the opportunity to attend one of these meetings and continue to provide feedback to your local council or through the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, the FAN structure. There is no doubt that increasing income remains the top priority for all of us. As reported in Friday's edition of the Fan Newsletter, the United Master Executive Council adopted a resolution to detail our compensation proposal in line with the priorities identified by you for industry-leading compensation, a single pay scale, and extending the longevity step increases. Management has delayed negotiations by proposing concessions while suggesting certain proposals for pay increases may have been presented in negotiations. To date, this management has failed to present a proposal on compensation or recognize the value you bring to our airline. You deserve better. You deserve better than industry average pay. You deserve total compensation that leads the industry, and our negotiating committee is now working to detail that compensation in our proposals. Last week, the new management for United Airlines met with us and committed to working with flight attendants. They have the chance to prove it at the negotiating table. Also last week, and continuing still, are numerous media articles reporting on industry profits and airline analysts who adamantly say union contracts must improve for the success of the industry. Under the Section 6 process, as long and as frustrating as it can be, management will ultimately be faced with a deadline and the pressure of a committed group of flight attendants who have vowed we will do whatever it takes to achieve the contract we have earned. The annual open enrollment benefits process opened today, Tuesday, October 26th, and will remain open through November 24th, 2010. United has mailed open enrollment information and included are some changes for benefits for 2011. As of January 2, 2011, new provisions from health care reform go into effect, including coverage allowance for dependent children under the age of 26, irrespective of student status, if no other employer coverage is available. Other changes this coming year are an expansion of Medco's prescription drug provider network to include access to all pharmacies in Medco's network, including CVS. Also, those members who utilize the Optimum Choice HMO medical plan for the Mid-Atlantic area, the plan will be replaced with an Aetna medical plan option, which is comparable to the current plan design and offers a broader nationwide provider network. If this change impacts you, it will be included in your annual open enrollment package in October. Representatives from Aetna will be at DCA throughout the day on November 3rd and 4th to provide information for interested members in the rotunda outside of the flight attendant domicile. We encourage you to review the information included in your personal enrollment worksheet mailed from United to your home and make any changes necessary before enrollment closes. The UAL benefit site is easily accessed through the link on the AFA website Useful Sites page or call the United Benefits Service Center at 888-825-0188 to make your selections. After reviewing your selections, including any flexible spending account FSA options, be sure to print your open enrollment confirmation statement if using the website or record the name of the representative you speak with along with the date and time if calling by phone. In addition to selecting any benefit changes, it's also time to think about your 2011 vacation. Primary vacation bids open this Friday, October 29th, 2010 at 0830 and will close at 0830 November 7th with bids posted by 0830 November 12th. All times are local domicile time. Our website has a detailed article compiled to assist you in bidding for your vacation. Association of Professional Flight Attendants, APFA President Laura Glading, made a statement to American Airlines flight attendants last Friday, expressing frustration with the lack of progress on the latest meeting with the representative from the National Mediation Board, the NMB. The APFA negotiating team had hoped for a commitment from the NMB to release them from negotiations during that meeting. However, the representatives were unable to make that decision. The NMB dictates the Section 6 process, and representatives from the NMB at the meeting told APFA they would take their request to be released from mediation to the full NMB board, which is the next step in the process. The full board will now consider their request, but no date has been given as to when to expect an answer. For full details, including the letter from Glading, those are available on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.